I'm David Brancaccio. First, yesterday's violence at and in the Capitol caused chaos for our democracy, but also for people living, working, and running businesses in the District of Columbia. 700,000 people work in D.C. That's more than in many states. And as Trump hardliners massed and much later authorities worked to clear them from the Capitol area, locals had to scramble, including my colleague Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, who joins us from Washington. Hey.
Hey, David.
Yesterday afternoon, the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, announced a citywide curfew would start at 6 p.m. Eastern last evening. What'd that look like in the city and for D.C.'s businesses?
It was a scramble, to be perfectly honest, David. You know, once these emergency alerts started going out over everyone's phone, you could really sense the tension in the city. You saw military and government vehicles rushing through the streets. From my vantage point, it sounded like this. Now, that recording was right outside of my veterinarian's office where I was when sort of all of this was coming down. And I think I was their last appointment. They kind of rushed me out the door as they were struggling to shut down very quickly, cancel all the rest of their appointments for the day, and find a way to get their staff home.
But even before this insurrection attempt up on Capitol Hill, people locally were locking down their businesses?
Right. It's important to keep in mind that D.C. is a majority Democratic city, so it's not always the warmest welcome when the Trump supporters come to town. Additionally, there are known to be white supremacists in these groups, and so a lot of people were actively avoiding them. There have been multiple reports that there were people carrying weapons. One of my Uber drivers on the way to the vet told me people had gotten into his car with sledgehammers. And some hotels and bars and Airbnbs even were actively taking steps to try to discourage some Trump supporters from patronizing their businesses, which says a lot given the economic situation of the pandemic.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, thank you.
You're welcome, David.